Oh, it's such a radical idea. But they always, all over this website, they use all kinds of language to make it sound like it's real edgy and trendy. We're millennials, man. We're millennials. We're radical. We're countercultural. How can you be countercultural by being ecumenical when the culture in America has been ecumenical for a few decades now? Oh, man, we're rebels, man. That's why we can snap our fingers and get a million of us to show up. Because we're rebels. That's why the Southern Baptist president's with us. Because we're rebels, man. His Holiness the Pope's a rebel, man. He's radical, dude. Hall, a college pastor, came up with the radical idea of uniting pastors and Christian leaders from all denominational backgrounds to join 1 million people at the free event in hopes of inspiring true revival in America. Over 40 well-known speakers, recording artists, authors, and leaders from various backgrounds will be featured at Together 2016, Unified in Prayer and Worship. More than 1,000 churches nationwide have already pledged to attend, and there will be 8,000 service opportunities within a 100-mile radius of Washington, D.C. during the week, blah, blah, blah. Now, let me just give you the list of who's going to be there so you can know who is a false teacher, who you should never have anything to do with. These are all the people that want you to unite with unbelievers and idolaters like Pope Francis. These are all the people who want to put you in a big crowd with a sea of people who all believe different things, and everybody watch a video message from Pope Francis. Here are the frauds of our day. Here are the false teachers of our day. Called out by name because of the fact that the New Testament gives numerous examples where men like Hymenaeus, Alexander, Hermogenes, Philetus were called out as false prophets. He said, hey, watch out for these guys. This is the list of who we should just take it to the bank. These people are of the spirit of Antichrist because they're ecumenical people who are bringing us to hear from Pope Francis. And you'll know some of these names. Let's start with the teachers and preachers on this list. First of all, Ravi Zacharias. Who's ever heard of him? Oh, he's promoting it. He'll be there, the apostate that he is. How about, let me get my list here, Francis Chan. He'll be there. Luis Palau, Josh McDowell, Jenny Allen, Christine Kane. These are the speakers at this event, the teachers and preachers. Christine Kane, York Moore, Pastor John K. Jenkins Sr., Reverend Sammy Rodriguez, Ronnie Floyd, the president of the Southern Baptist Convention, Reed Saunders, Bob Lenz, Jose Zayas, Joe Saxton, Nabil Qureshi, Josh Brewer, Mark Batterson, Mike Kelsey, Laurel Bunker, who's a woman pastor, the campus pastor at Bethel University, Laurel Bunker, Sammy Wanyonyi, Lindsay Nobles, Amina Brown, and Ask Vasca. But let me move on to the musicians that are going to be performing at this thing so you can know which Antichrist musicians to avoid in your CD player. So you can know which Antichrist musicians to avoid on YouTube and on other venues where you listen to this Christian contemporary music, which for the most part is effeminate and queer in nature. And by the way, the Bible does not only teach that sodomy is a sin. It clearly teaches that effeminacy itself is a sin. The Bible says the effeminate shall not inherit the kingdom of God. That's just the ones who act feminine as men. These are the musicians to be avoided like the plague. These are the ones that you need to get out of your stereo system if you think that these are Christian people that are teaching and admonishing you in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. It's time to get rid of Hillsong United. Time to get rid of Lecrae. Time to get rid of Kari Job. Time to get rid of Crowder. Time to get rid of Passion. Time to get rid of Andy Mineo, Kirk Franklin, Matthew West, Lacey Storm, Casting Crowns, Lauren Daigle, Tadashi, Tasha Cobbs, Trip Lee, Jeremy Camp, Michael W. Smith, Matt Maher, and the Christian rapper K to the B. Now look, who's heard of some of those musicians? Put up your hand. Hands all over the building. Look at all the hands. This is the junk today that young people are filling their minds with
These musicians are part of an antichrist ecumenical gathering that's not called, hey, separate 2016. Come out from among them and be ye separate. Hey, take a stand for Jesus. Take a stand for the Bible. Take a stand for the gospel. Take a stand for the eternal security of the believer. Take a stand for sola scriptura, scripture alone. Take a stand for faith alone. Take a stand for the deity of Jesus Christ. Take a stand for the doctrine of the Trinity. Take a stand for soul winning. No, no, no. It's just put all that aside. And it's just. These people need to be avoided like the plague. Let's focus in on a few of these false teachers and give a little more detail about how bad these people are.